Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Podcast number two, September 7th, 2015, Labor Day. You know, it's a beautiful day outside. I'm sure everybody else is cooking out, having a great time, friends and family at the park, throwing the frisbee with the dog. Yours truly? I'm in the studio, man, recording content for you, for the champion, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. It's awesome, man. I love getting this information out on the Everyday Saturday podcast. I want to follow up today, the previous podcast, not yesterday, like 10 minutes ago, or just now, you listened to the Total Transformation Health Tips and talking about exercise and started out on January 4th and ended up, you know, with the naked photo on Facebook and all that good stuff. Yesterday, I ran 10 miles, and doesn't mean I'm great, doesn't mean anything special. I'm just saying it was an amazing feat for me because, as I mentioned earlier on the previous podcast, I'm not a runner. I'm not an individual. I mean, I ran in shoes that are like, these sneakers got to be 4 months old. I bought them at Kohl's, $50. I mean, I've spent most of my time in the gym. I'm not really a runner. When I run, it's 3-4 miles, and I always end with some wind sprint. So I don't need the best of the best. And boy, did I feel it. If I'm going to run 10 miles again, it's going to be on a nice pair of shoes that I actually get from a running store because there's a big difference. But I want to talk to you about if you ever want to do anything in the physical realm, you need to envision doing it first in your mind. And you may have heard that before, or maybe it's the first time. But I don't want to just spew it out there and say, you need to envision it before you can manifest it into a physical being. No, I need to really just walk you through, being completely authentic, what the hell I'm talking about here. There's a famous study on a basketball team. It was a high school basketball team, and they were at the free throw line. And one group of individuals was, for 3 weeks, they were going to shoot free throws just nonstop. At the end of the practice, they shot 20, 50 free throws, you know, from the 15 feet away, nobody guarding you, just shooting free throws. Another group on the team was to, for this 3 week period of time, shoot no free throws whatsoever. Just, they're not even going to practice shooting free throws. And then the last group of people were going to envision themselves shooting the free throws. They weren't going to actually touch a basketball and shoot from the foul line. They're actually just going to envision it. So 3 weeks go by, and as you would imagine, the group that didn't practice at all finished third. They were the worst group percentage-wise. Here's the kicker. The group that actually envisioned shooting the free throws stepped up to the line and nailed them and ended up having better results than the group that was actually practicing for 3 weeks straight. And what's that mean? It means that the mind is so powerful, man. That story you're telling yourself every single day when you get up, whether you wake up, you ever wake up in a bad mood, you know what that's about? You wake up, you trip, you hit your head on the bathroom or something, or you go downstairs and maybe your significant other says something that sets you off, and I'm laughing because my wife and I do this. And we're like, what do you mean by that? What did you mean by that last night? What do you mean? And all of a sudden you're out the door and you slam the door and, you know, your day's ruined. I mean, it just is. At least the next 6 hours are ruined. And then you go from, I'm gonna show him, I'm going to show her, to going, yeah, you know what, life ain't so bad. So let's all make up by the end of the day. And you realize, boy, what a waste that was. But you can start off having an amazing day. You can start off having a crappy day. It's completely up to you. And I'm just telling you, it is. And when I got up yesterday, it was Sunday, and I hadn't worked out for 2 days purposely. I just needed a couple days, man, take a break. Fire back a couple pretzels from the pantry. If Tadlock's listening, my coach, sorry, buddy, just had to do it. Saturday night was homecoming. So my freshman daughter went to homecoming, and I picked her and five of her freshman girlfriends up at 12:30 in the morning from the dance, drove them home. They all crashed in our basement here. Whew, that was a lot of work. So Sunday, I was more than ready to get after it. I was rested up, kind of rested up after getting to bed about 1:30 in the morning. And I said, I'm going to go for a run today, but I'm going to envision myself running a long time. I'm not going to run fast. I'm just going to envision myself. And while I was kind of stretching a little bit at home, and when I was putting my shoes on, I just envisioned. It was hot out. It's like 85 degrees. I ran around 11 o'clock in the morning. But I envisioned this. And this is no different than when I create a CD or an audio or when I speak on stages. Quite honestly, the whole speaking on stages around the world is a manifestation of what I envisioned 10 years ago of me actually envisioning myself on a stage. And it happened, you know? And, you know, those of you that follow me, you know I'm not a big secret guy, law of attraction guy, but I do believe in the like attracts like. I do believe when you envision it and you manifest it through your actions, that I believe that you can step into your vision. I absolutely believe that, okay? So when I got to the running track yesterday, it's a bike path. It's like a 100-mile bike path right here in our hometown of Loveland. Goes all the way to Columbus and who knows, probably even further in the state of Ohio. I didn't run to Columbus, by the way. It's 100 miles away. But I started out running slow pace, guys. We're talking 8.5-minute miles, 9-minute miles, real slow, just to limber up. And I was feeling good. And I just envisioned myself because the most I can ever run is about 4, maybe 5 miles. Sometimes I'm getting really freaky and I feel good in the morning. Six miles, okay? But I got to the 1 mile mark, feeling okay, but I'm jacked up. You know, I got my iPhone blasting music in my ear and I'm good to go. And then I hit the 2 mile mark, breaking a little bit of a sweat, not much, not huffing and puffing. My philosophy now about running is how I know I'm running at a good pace is if I can carry on a conversation while I'm running at a good pace. Because keep in mind, I'm also a weightlifter, so I don't want to burn all my muscle off. I just want to perspire, you know, get a good workout in, good cardio in. So I'm running slow, probably 8.5, 9-minute miles. And I'll just fast forward. I won't take you through the whole thing. But I'm envisioning now running 7 miles because I haven't run 7 miles, and I don't even know when. Years. The most I've ever run is 6 miles in the last 5 years. So I get to 6 miles, and I'm thinking, wow. First of all, let me tell you, I get to the 4-mile mark, and I'm crossing this street on the bike path that I've never crossed. Now, keep in mind, I've never run more than 3 miles on this bike path. I got to the 4-mile mark because all the times, just so you know, I thought you ran 6 miles. That's around my neighborhood. I went to a different place yesterday that I normally don't run very often. So I'm crossing the street. I'm like, holy cow. So I run into the restroom because, you know, I drank a lot of coffee that morning, took care of that, got back out and kept running. And I'm thinking, holy cow, I'm going to get to the 5-mile mark pretty soon. And look, I'm 5 miles now away from where my car is parked in downtown Loveland where I started. So just if I stop now, I would run 8 miles because I'm 4 miles away from my car. So I'm envisioning now I get to the 5-mile mark. And I'm hurting a little bit. My hip hurts. My left knee is starting to hurt. My right ankle is hurting, all because I'm, you know, on these crappy sneakers that I, you know, basically do everything but mow the lawn in. And I'm 47. So, you know, I get some aches and pain. But now I knew I'm in for 10 miles because I'm 5 miles away from my car. And you know what? I felt pretty damn good because I sensed I was on to something big. You ever get that feeling that you're on to something big? This is going to be a day that you remember. You ever in the middle of something, whatever chore, maybe it is working out. Maybe you remember when you ran the furthest, or maybe it's something else, but you know you're on to something big. You're going to remember where you were that day. Like I'll remember Labor Day weekend running 10 miles because when I hit the 5-mile mark, I knew, hey, I'm in this thing for 10, whether I'm walking home or running. And then I ran back and I got to the 7-mile mark and I stopped. And I walked. Not because I couldn't have made it, it's just I felt my knees banging on the pavement. Guys, I had never crushed through this barrier of 7 miles. Only one time I ran 10 miles on my 40th birthday just to prove that I could. And I had to take like an Epsom salt bath for 4 hours after. I was just done. Done like dinner. That was 7 years ago. So now that I hit the 7-mile, I walked for about a minute, picked the pace back up, ran to the 9-mile mark, and I was feeling really, really good about just everything. You know what I thought about? And what got me through the last mile was I thought about the wounded warriors here in the U.S., soldiers that come back missing a leg, missing arms, missing both arms and legs. And then I don't know why I had this vision in my head. I mean, I didn't even know this vision was in my subconscious. It just goes to show what you have triggered in your subconscious. I envisioned President George W. Bush, and there was just a 15-second video clip that I saw on the news one time of him running around the White House with one of our wounded warriors, and the guy had both prosthetic legs. and Bush was jogging around the White House with him. And I said to myself, damn, if people like that guy, soldier, gets his legs blown off, can go for a run, I sure as hell can make this last mile work. I got two perfectly good, albeit older, legs, but I can make this last mile. And I thought, there's people, and this is the stuff that I think about that it allows me to plow through in life, even with our baby Susan, you know, when she's on a ventilator and she has a tracheostomy tube. I think, you know, there's other kids right now with cerebral palsy. They have no hope. Like, they have no hope the rest of their life. They're in a vegetative state, or, you know, kids that are born with Down syndromes that can't appreciate some of the things in life that other kids have. But, you know, what's funny is if you ever talk to a parent of a child with Down syndrome, they can't imagine life without that child and what a blessing they are. You ever talk to a parent of a child who's got CP, cerebral palsy, they'll be like, oh, my God, I can't imagine a child any different. I mean, it's been such a blessing. The lessons, there's the key word for today, class, the lessons they'll save that this child has taught us. And now that we have a baby who requires 24/7 care, I can tell you right now, the lessons this kid is teaching my wife and I every single day and my children is just amazing. The life of gratitude you live. And so I made it through the last mile, and I just felt awesome, man. I mean, I had my gallon jug of water waiting for me at my car. There's nobody around at the finish line to high five. I didn't go busting through some marathon tape that was going across my chest. But quietly, I celebrated because it was just another. And oh, by the way, I ran 10 miles and a tenth of a mile. Just to say, that's the furthest I've ever run in my entire life. And I want you to break through barriers, man. And when you feel like you are getting to the point where you can't go any further, think about the wounded warriors. Think about the children. Think about the individuals who pray every night to have the problems that you have. That's going to get you through and get you to the finish line. I want to share that story with you. I hope it made a difference in your day. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.